Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rescue workers continued to search eastern Kentucky on Sunday as the death count from floods ravaging the region rose to 28. Governor Andy Beshear.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks.
Due to horrible financial conditions at Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reported laying the groundwork for mass layoffs. Zuckerberg is expected to identify employee performance as the reasoning behind the layoffs. Critics have accused Facebook of going woke by using left-wing fact-checkers to censor conservative voices on the platform. An irresponsible Chinese government allowed a booster rocket to fall from orbit and make an uncontrolled return to Earth Saturday. Good news for humans, bad news for some sea creatures. It slammed into the Sulu Sea, about 35 miles off the coast of the Philippines' Palawan Island. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We lost a couple of celebrities over the weekend. Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek and basketball legend Bill Russell passed away. The private deal struck between Senators Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin for a massive spending bill reveals another Biden failed campaign promise. Those making under $400,000 a year will be subject to tax increases.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is calling out Democrats over a new bill in the works that's meant to curb inflation.
Much of what he says is just not true.
The Republican adding on ABC's This Week that despite claims by Democrats that only corporate companies would be affected by the tax increase, a lot of people would see their taxes go up.
Taxes will be raised almost $17 billion in the first year on those who are making less than $200,000.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Elon Musk is multitasking in a whole new level. Over the weekend, he went after the Department of Justice, the media, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell. Elon is saying, where's the Epstein client list? Should at least one of them go down? End quote. One such client, Bill Gates, suffered a divorce after it was discovered he was on Epstein's client list. Could the other names on the list be too big to be held to justice for Epstein's sex trafficking? President Biden once again going against a campaign promise.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. I'm going to make sure that we have border protection, but it's going to be based on making sure that we use high-tech capacity to deal with it and at the ports of entry.
Not completing the wall is why we have a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. GOP leaders say Biden's wishy-washy politics and spotty wall completion is based on dire straits for his party's midterm elections. Chris Marino on Fox News is a former DHS advisor.
It's just being used as a political tool to support a Democratic senator in Arizona, Mark Kelly, who coincidentally has previously voted against the border wall.
Republican Senate candidate in Arizona, Mick McGuire.
Clearly, this is a political stunt That said, every one of us in Arizona, every one of us like me who has generations of family here in this state, have never seen this level of lawlessness.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's amazing that a majority of Americans, 9 out of 10, say we're on the wrong track. I'm saying, okay, well, that's a good start here. Maybe we can have a conversation because we do agree on that reality. Now, what does being on track really look like? Let's talk about that. Let's reason together. Our next guest has been reasoning with us for a long time. It's always a privilege to have Dr. Jerome Corsi on the show. He's the best-selling author. I think the last time we counted was 25 books since 2004. He's probably up to maybe closer to 30, six of which have been on the New York Times bestseller list, number one New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of Corsi Nation, and now the senior editor at World Net Daily. Jerome, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, good to have you here. This latest book, The Truth About Energy, Global Warming and Climate Change, Exposing the Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. Like most of the books that you write, there is a cause and effect here. What was the motivation for you to write this book?
Well, I mean, I've been through, you know, the Mueller investigation. They wanted to imprison me, and I wouldn't lie about Donald Trump. They never indicted me, so I decided afterwards I would write books the rest of my life, God willing. And this book, I felt, is my third book on energy and climate change. My first was Black Gold Stranglehold, 2005, when I tried to explain to everyone that oil is not, and coal are not fossil fuels. They're natural products made by the earth on a continuous basis. I devoted a whole chapter of this new book to that. And it just became overwhelming on me, Bill, the amount of lies, hypocrisy in the climate change movement. They began documenting it. This book is heavy in science. It is 400 pages long. It's got 1,000 footnotes, many from scientific peer-reviewed journals. But I begin by saying this came out of a Malthusian movement at the end of World War II. There were too many people. We got to eliminate people. It was hijacked by John Holder and Obama's science czar that if they could just have a climate emergency and blame it on carbon dioxide, we could attack capitalism because hydrocarbon fuels, the engine of capitalism, basically exude some carbon dioxide. And so the green movement has gotten hijacked by the neo-Marxist AOCs of the world, and now they think they can scare everybody, you know, we're all going to die, oceans are going to rise, Al Gore 2000, none of that came true, but you know, everybody's going to die of COVID. Everybody's going to die of this, and so we better stop. We better go into another lockdown. It's all about totalitarian control by the intolerant left, which has become neo-Marxist, and they're intent on destroying the United States economy and our culture.
It is amazing, as you state, Jerome, that for decades, they've been spewing out these lies with impunity. They have captured our media. They've captured science. They've captured even the treasury of the United States, the people's tax money, to where they force academics to write papers, research papers that are loaded with lies. And because, look at, they count on this research money. And if they're going to get the research money from these scientific bureaucracies, well, then they've got to toe the party line. If they don't, they're not going to get money. And in many cases, what's happened over the years, as you know, Dr. Corsi, you know, you've got professors that have been canceled. They've lost their tenure. They've been kicked out of universities. They're no longer able to speak freely about the truth of energy and fossil fuels.
Well, I left university about 1982 for many of the same reasons. And the point is, if you look at the science, the Earth is 4.6 billion years old. Well, we've only been here for maybe 10 million years as humanoids. It's like a microsecond. When the early Earth was forming, most of the atmosphere was carbon dioxide. About 500 million years ago, it began dramatically reducing. And 175 million years ago, there were 7,500 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Today, there's only 400 parts per million in the atmosphere. We're told it has doubled since the Industrial Revolution. Yes, at the start of the Industrial Revolution, there was 200 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and now it's 400 parts per million. But that is a trace element. It's some 0.000% of the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is barely measurable, and it is not a driver of heat on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and don't we find by the science that carbon dioxide promotes life, doesn't it?
Well, the carbon dioxide feeds the trees. And in fact, the carbon dioxide follows global warming. My book, I go back through the ice ages. We've had ice ages back as far into Earth history as we can reach. The Earth goes through cycles of warming and cooling. The sun, the major driver of heat on the Earth is the sun. I mean, look outside, big news bulletin to the left, sun heats Earth. We get our heat from the sun.
Right.
And it's not from carbon dioxide. And the fact is that right now we're in an interglacial warming period, and we ought to enjoy it because ice ages aren't very much fun. And we can have another ice age coming, and, we've been in a global interglacial warming period for about 25,000 years. It's probably going to end, may not end for another 100,000 years, but the sun cycle 24 was relatively dormant, and sun cycle 25 looks like it's starting out dormant. The sun stops being as vibrant in sunspots. It's going back into a long-term cooling trend, and Earth will, as a result, have another ice age eventually. Not that we should worry about that today, but we should enjoy the green. There's more green on Earth today than there has been in recorded history.
A lot of what you're sharing, Jerome, is common sense. And this is why most Americans they haven't followed this deal. I mean, it doesn't connect correctly. I mean, here you have a former president who touted, all this climate hysteria and everything, but he and his wife go and buy a home on the East Coast next to the water when the waters supposedly are going to swallow up land masses in mass if you listen to Al Gore. And to me, Al Gore is one of those false prophets, and you being a man of faith as I am, I want for those days when false prophets were eliminated, from the marketplace. Because if you made a prophecy, if you made a statement and it didn't come from the Word of God and you claimed it did, then there was a price to be paid. Here in America, we're so forgiving that we allow these people to keep lying to us and to come back and even pay their expenses, buy their expensive jets, and continue to listen to these faux narratives, whether it is Al Gore or these institutions like the Imperial College out of Europe.
and lie to our children in the schools and tell them that the earth is going to end and they won't be able to be adults if we don't stop using hydrocarbon fuels. It's absolute nonsense.
Well, unfortunately, this is how totalitarian governments gain control and power. They start with fear. It is the lowest common denominator and an insult to our intelligence.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action. With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, the deep state tried to stop him, but the truth won out as always. I mean, this is the thing about the truth. Sometimes you have to be patient, and that's counter our
our intuitive nature. You know, we're the generation that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up. It just doesn't happen fast enough. But the truth always wins. And this is the story of Jerome Corsi. Jerome, we touched on this just a moment in the first segment, and I want to give just a little bit more space and attention to this. I mean, what Mueller did to you and your family was unconscionable. And God bless your wife, who came alongside and helped you stand on the truth of God in such a way that you didn't fold and you didn't lie. And the FBI was coercing and doing everything they could to get you to lie so that you would be another one of the casualties and another, I guess you might say, a mark on their belt of glory.
Well, the CNN was parked outside the door for months. You still have nightmares that the FBI is going to break down the door. Mm. My wife woke up in the middle of this in the plea deal when they wanted me to do a plea deal. Just woke up one morning and said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life and have you not be the man I married. And when she said that, I told them to take a hike. Mm. And they never indicted me. It was all a lie. I wouldn't lie to not go to prison. I would rather have gone to prison than to have lied. Mm-hmm. And they folded. Basically broke the Mueller investigation because they thought I was the one who had a tie to Julian Assange with Roger Stone and with Donald Trump, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't find it, and I didn't have it, and they were going to put me in prison anyway. Right. It's the same with this climate. That's why I wrote this new book on the truth about energy, climate change, and global warming. I'm biblically oriented. I believe that the truth will set us free. And
yes.
It may take a while. It may take a while. The book is 400 pages long. It's got 1,000 footnotes. I worked on it for a year. My third book on energy. And it has, again, I'll be demonized. I wrote in 2005, Black Gold Stranglehold, and said that oil is not fossil fuel. It's natural product of the earth. I devote a whole chapter. I show you the chemistry of oil. I show you the equation. I point out that the earth is a dramatically changing environment. I looked at the five extinctions. The dinosaurs died with massive asteroid hitting and 1,000 years of volcanic activity that threw sulfur in the atmosphere and ended photosynthesis on earth. These are massive cataclysmic changes. Not just a little bit more carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jerome, there is the truth about energy that you address. There's also the truth about these nefarious policies that are behind these climate alarmists. So put that side by side, okay? The truth of energy and the truth of the alarmist. What are the alarmists? What is their motivation? What are they really about? When you talk about God's blessing upon this planet, that he has supplied us with energy, it's not like this isn't a surprise. God knew that we were going to need oil. We were going to need the energy that he supplied and that he built into the planet. And then now you've got the alarmists that are frightening people and thinking that we have to alter our lifestyles and we have to alter our perception of our worldview to eliminate God and his provision for his people.
Well, everything on earth God put for a purpose. And God told human beings to go forth and multiply, not to kill the world and kill babies and all the rest of the left wants to do. If you take a hard look at and I put four chapters of this book, a third of it goes into the philosophy and the political thinking that since World War II, it started with the Malthusians, with Paul Ehrlich, too many people, we got to kill people, there's too many, we're going to use up all the resources of the earth.
Right.
And that got joined by John Holdren, who was Obama's science czar, who's in the 70s, these people, Holdren and Ehrlich, were convinced we were going to have an ice age because the world was then cooling. Of course, that went away, and now the earth started warming, which the earth does. It changes periodically, not because of carbon dioxide. And so now they decided it's a you know, we're all going to die because the Earth is warming and it's cataclysmic. Well, it's a political agenda captured by the neo-Marxist left, by the AOC. They demonize carbon dioxide because hydrocarbon fuels exude carbon dioxide, not enough to make a difference in the atmosphere. And hydrocarbon fuels are the engine of capitalism. They can make us worried that we're going to all die. Our children feel they're not going to grow up because the Earth is going to get exhausted and warmed up, burned up because we're so, you know, greedy that we burn hydrocarbon fuels when we could do otherwise. Then we might stop using hydrocarbon fuels. Capitalism would be destroyed and they would have what they wanted, which is the destruction of God, the destruction of capitalism, and a returning of the world into slavery, their control. That's what this is about. And it's not a scientific agenda. It's not rooted in science. The science doesn't correspond with anything these people in the global hysteric community are saying. But, you know, we're all going to die of COVID. We're all going to die of global warming. What's the solution? Lockdown, control. You can't be free. Don't argue. Drive electric cars. Well, where does the energy come from in electric cars? It comes from hydrocarbon fuels. You know, tell somebody who can't afford $5 a gallon of gasoline going to 10, they need to buy a $60,000 car to save the planet. Might as well tell the homeless that, you know, they better buy a house if they don't want to live in the streets. I mean, it won't happen. Mm-hmm. We've got Donald Trump proved what I say in this book, that hydrocarbon fuels are abundant. We have them and they're produced by the earth. They can be burned safely and they are the most efficient fuel. You cannot power a city scale of with wind or solar power. As the subsidies like Solyndra dried up, we'd have tons of junk solar panels and wind turbines that nobody would want to use.
Exactly. Jerome, what do you make of this argument that comes from the left when they're trying to talk to people of faith and saying, well, you know, you're supposed to be a good steward of the planet. Are you a good steward of the planet? And this is, a false flag argument. And I want you to explain that to our audience as well so that, you know, they don't get put back on their heels when these lefties come at them and accuse people of faith for not being, you know, good stewards. They use the word of God. I mean, it's similar to me, you know, when I hear it, I think of, you know, when Jesus was being tempted out in the wilderness, right? Satan used a little bit of the word of God and kind of, you know, pretzeled it up in such a way to, you know, kind of just make it seem like it came, you know, from the throne room of God, but certainly it didn't. It was an aberration, clearly.
Well, Satan is convincing, otherwise would never have bitten the apple. The point is that God said, go forth and multiply. Didn't say babies. Didn't say many people and diseases or supposed, you know, a vaccine. Ultimately, the first three chapters of this book, that the theology, the whole thinking, resonated with their many people. The left is not about beings. They want to be in control. They want to be masters. We're all in serfs to be reduced in number, made to suffer nothing, because they want resources to them. They're driving their, you know, big cars and flying the jets for electricity and.
Well, we're back at that crossroads once again, Jerome. You know, as the Bible says, what is before you today is life and death. And very quickly, you know, the man of God said, let me give you the answer. The answer is you want to choose life. And this is what comes with God. And anything, any proposition or policy that comes across the, you know, the doorway for people of faith, that's what they should ask. And they should qualify that proposition with, is that going to add or take away from my liberty? Is it going to add or take away from life? And these democratic policies seem to be more injurious to life, as we're realizing.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Rescue workers continued to search eastern Kentucky on Sunday as the death count from floods ravaging the region rose to 28. Governor Andy Beshear.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks.
Due to horrible financial conditions at Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reported laying the groundwork for mass layoffs. Zuckerberg is expected to identify employee performance as the reasoning behind the layoffs. Critics have accused Facebook of going woke by using left-wing fact-checkers to censor conservative voices on the platform. An irresponsible Chinese government allowed a booster rocket to fall from orbit and make an uncontrolled return to Earth Saturday. Good news for humans, bad news for some sea creatures. It slammed into the Sulu Sea, about 35 miles off the coast of the Philippines, Palawan Island. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the plethora of archival, audio tracks of all these interviews. No 8-second sound bites, in-depth, knowledgeable people who know what they're talking about. And as a result, hopefully, you're blessed and you come away feeling like you've gained an intelligence, for that's what this is all about. Jared Knott is going to be joining us in just a few moments. He is a decorated combat infantry officer from Vietnam in the 1st Air Cavalry Division and author of Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Changed the World Forever. Let's bring him on right now. Jared, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate being here. It's an honor.
Well, the honor is ours, Jared. Thank you for your service and all that you did on behalf of freedom for the American people. And that aside, I do want to talk about where we are right now with the Chinese. President Xi met with President Biden. It was, from what we understand, a rather tense two-hour phone call that they thought could have gone, almost 5 hours. But I guess 2 hours is about as much as Xi could handle. And, of course, the focus seemed to be really more about Taiwan and Joe Biden. You know, of course, these are reports that we're getting couldn't dance fast enough, because we know the president and the Biden family are very well, elite captured by the communists who have been paying them money. And so this is a double-edged sword. No, yeah, by the way, Nancy Pelosi and her family have been getting money as well. So, the Chinese might be wondering, hey, well, what are we paying for here, right?
Yes. But it is an awkward, strange, strange situation. As you know, just to summarize what you're referring to, the Biden family has received $3.5 million that we know of from Russia, and I guess something like a $10 million plus that we know of from the Chinese Communist Party. It could be double, it could be triple that. We don't know. That's just all that we know about. And there's been a lot of soft on policy, China policy decisions that have been made by the Biden administration. Thousands of agents that they have in the country, now back in the Trump administration, they had a China initiative, and they were indicting a series of Chinese agents who were stealing technology right and left from our businesses, taking it over to China, opening up competing businesses cheaper, and taking the jobs away. Mm-hmm. Like it's costing American billion industries $600 billion a year, $600 billion a year in lost business, at least, if not more. Plus, right, buying up land close to military bases and putting in this technology in local radio stations and other entities that can be used to monitor and interfere with military communication. The FBI is very concerned. Plus, we got the fentanyl coming across the border from China, and the Biden administration doing very little about it. So here are all these weakened policies in terms of dealing with China, and tens of billions of dollars coming to the Biden family. It kind of stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then, of course, you had Grassley's letter that went out, what, last week or week before, indicting the FBI for a slow walk on this Hunter Biden laptop and the whole Biden family investigation. It's very disappointing. And again, it points to this multi-tiered justice system that we're involved with right now. Had it been, you know, the Trump family, I'll tell you, sure, we'd be hearing about leaks, you know, like a sieve coming out about the investigation and how that was coming along, you know, with exaggeration and narrative a la Adam Schiff. And but here, you know, it's been pretty well locked down. And the FBI and FBI Director Wray are rather quiet on all this. But meanwhile, it's left up to, you know, other reporters, whether it's Peter Schweitzer or, Miranda Devine, that continue to report on this laptop from hell that initially was presented as Russian disinformation. And, of course, they were able to protect, Biden's candidacy because I don't know, anywhere 15-20% of the people said, had they known about this, this crisis of Hunter's laptop, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. It's easy to say that in retrospect, but look at what is, and we're dealing with it right now.
Yes, it's just amazing how what a double standard. You were very kind in calling it multi-tiered. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a double standard where the Democrats can get away with outrageous behavior, taking tens of millions of dollars in out-and-out, which you call bribes. I mean, what is that money for? We didn't send them 10,000 trucks. We didn't sell them thousands of bushels of wheat. It was $10 million. What did Hunter Biden and the big guy and Jim Biden, the president's brother, what did they get to the Chinese in return for all those billions of dollars? Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, it's leniency. Obviously, it's excess. And it just, it's amazing they can get away with that. And on the other side, they had the Mueller investigation with no there, and huge amounts of noise and sound, and David Muir opening each broadcast, you know, with the horrible things with the investigation. Right. Turns out there was nothing to it. On one hand, they have a huge amount of there. On the other side, there's almost no investigation at all. Hunter Biden's going to get some kind of sweetheart deal where he can get some kind of tap on the wrist kind of punishment with no time served and pay some kind of fine and get completely away with it. It's just so strange that they're allowed to get away with such a bloody murder.
Well, but this is what happens, and consistently it seems, Jared, that it's the Democrats that get away with this. I mean, it's to the point where, you know, I'm telling my audience, you know, half kiddingly, but maybe half seriously, is that don't register as a Republican. You know, don't even, you know, I'd stay low profile. I mean, I would not even be because there's no benefit to register as a Republican and identify with the Republican Party, because if the feds come after you and you are a noted conservative, you know, you're going to end up like the J6ers. You're thrown into jail and, you know, we'll let you sit there in solitary confinement and we'll figure it out somewhere down the road. I mean, this is how bad this has gotten, is that, you know, our free America, everything that you and I went to war and defend our country for is all, you know, sent up to smithereens, you know, for this elite class of, you know, politicians and, you know, people that are more geared to power and control than for freedom. I mean, sadly, this is where we are right now. And it's almost like we got to keep a low profile until we can get rid of all these guys.
Well, I've had I've had like five articles published in national magazines the last several months. I had another one almost accusing of Joe Biden of treason, taking money in exchange for soft policies towards China. My wife told me, don't you dare have that one published. You'll get audited by the IRS. Okay? Some terrible things that can happen to you. But let me put out an optimistic position. The Constitution is a system of checks and balances. We have the elections coming up the first week there of November, first, I think it's the second time, I want to say 7th or 8th of November. Anyway, we're going to retake the House of Representatives. That's going to be a powerful tool by itself. And just pray to God in heaven we can also retake the Senate. If we have the Senate and the House of Representatives and the Supreme Court, we may be able to bring everything in under control. We also have a president with an approval rating of 37%, the lowest in history at this point. There's a good chance, a good fighting chance, we can retake the presidency in 2 years and 3 months, and we may be able to save the republic. So do not give up hope. Painful as things are right now, I think there's hope based on the protections and the checks and balances within the Constitution. I pray and I hope.
Right. Well, Jared, just like, you know, in the early foundings of this great country of ours, you know, it took, you know, a clear definition and a clear contrast of what was going on. They're dealing with the King of England, now dealing with, you know, King Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. And, you know, the natives are getting restless, as they should. But the thing is that we need to come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back for democracy's sake, for freedom's sake, and take back this country. You know, you mentioned the Constitution. Three very dynamic and important words in that Constitution is we the people. Well, we the people have got to wake up and reclaim our rightful position of authority and take this country back. We cannot allow for this multi-tiered justice system and this elitism that has taken away from the values that this great American idea is all about. We've got more from Jared after this.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez. The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. No, no, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
You know, I appreciate Jared Knott's sense of hope and his courage to speak it out. Because, you know, we have to think about where our hope comes from. You know, for me, certainly, you know, from God himself. And the other thing I look at are the men and women here in America. You know, our fellow sojourners, those that hold on to the light that was ignited when this idea of an American dream came about. I mean, this is, you know, for me, is part of the reason. You know, I think back on our family heritage, family members who have served our country to defend our democracy. And it goes on for 246 years. It's just awesome, you know, when you think about it. And Jared's new book, Tiny Blunders and Big Disasters, is dedicated to the men and women he served with in Vietnam who did not come home. He says, except by the grace of God, there goes I. Right, Jared?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I'll tell you a quick story on that in that regard. When I went to Vietnam as a young lieutenant, I was an agnostic, and I was volunteered for the infantry, and I was out there in combat. And there's the old saying that there's no atheists in foxholes. Well, I can tell you personally, that's absolutely true. I'd be praying every day, dear Lord, get us out of this. Dear Lord, get us out of this. And my prayers were answered. I came back, and none of the men in my platoon were killed or seriously injured. Just a blessing from God. And I was I went in an agnostic, and I came back a Christian. And it's been, of course, the biggest blessing of my life. That is a personal experience that I greatly treasure.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Jared. It's contrast. We learn from contrast. You know, and I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And, you know, for you, it was the experience of Vietnam and many others, you know, who felt and experienced the same thing. And here we are understanding that freedom is not free. It's not to be taken for granted. It is something that we must be very vigilant about. You know, our former president, Ronald Reagan, you know, declared and reminded us that it's nothing that passes in the bloodstream. It's something that each of us must pick up and defend with vigilance, right?
Exactly right. You made the point that we can lose our freedom just in one generation if there's a lack of vigilance and a lack of strong response to the challenges that we meet. Now, it was just about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, it looked like democracy was on the march. Russia was going to be something with democracy, which, of course, turned into a sham, and other parts of the world moving in the right direction. Now, it almost seems like the tide is rolling the other way, and we're more challenged now than we've ever been.
And but what you suggested earlier is that you know, we should not take for granted. Although and I you know want to encourage a silent majority. You can no longer stay silent. I mean, this is a participation sport.
Right.
You know, when we the people, it commands us to get involved. You got to get off the sidelines and defend your country in whatever capacity it can be. And you'd be surprised, you know, with 330 million, it's not like everybody has to be president of the United States. You know, just do your part as a civilian, as a citizen, as a caretaker of this democracy in whatever little way, and you'd be surprised what the cumulative effect can be, right?
Absolutely. That's what the strength of democracy is, people coming together and acting in unison. And, of course, with the election coming up and about 3 months, that's our best opportunity. And on that subject, one of my favorite chapters of the book is the one about how China, except for a small mistake made by Woodrow Wilson in the formulation of the Versailles Treaty in 1919, China might very well have been a democracy. They came very close, except for a single tiny mistake. And I'll tell you that story if you like.
Yeah, please. Yeah, because this is what it's about. And you cite 39 of them, you know, just tiny mistakes that changed the world forever. So this is just one of 39. Go ahead.
Yes. Of course, World War I was won by the Allies. And all of the nations on the winning side wanted their share of the spoils when it came to the Versailles Treaty. China had given 100,000 workers to go to help the Allies build trenches in France and in Belgium. They wanted their share of the pie, of course. The Japanese, who were on the Allied side in World War I, had defeated the Germans in the Pacific, and they had also claimed the German concessions on mainland China. That's part of China controlled by Germany. Britain had certain areas controlled that they controlled in China. France did also. But, of course, the Chinese wanted those concessions given back to them. Well, the Japanese wanted those concessions. They wanted one other thing. They wanted a statement of human equality, that all human beings throughout the world should be given the same rights under the laws of all nations and not be discriminated against. Well, that, and to the 21st century mind, that sounds like a given. Well, sure, that's easy. But it was a very sensitive thing back in 1919. Then in Australia, there was this irascible Prime Minister, Billy Hughes. Australia thinks of itself even to this day as a white island floating in an Asian sea. And they did not want Asian immigrants coming in taking jobs away from the local workers. They were opposed to that statement of equality. Also, the senators in the United States, in California, Washington State, Oregon, they did not want immigration that would take away the jobs of local American, Native American, quote-unquote, workers. So they were opposed to the statement also. So it put Woodrow Wilson in kind of a fix, because he needed the votes of those Western senators to be able to get his League of Nations bill passed through the Senate. So, and by the way, he and Billy Hughes clashed from the very beginning, Billy Hughes being kind of irascible, and he called Billy Hughes, the Prime Minister of Australia, called him a pestiferous varmint, okay? And Billy Hughes, on his part, said to Woodrow Wilson, I speak for 60,000 Australian dead, Mr. President. How many do you speak for? So they were button heads from the very beginning. But in the end, final analysis, Woodrow Wilson caves. And he tells the Japanese, I'm sorry, you cannot have the statement of racial equality. The other nations were willing to go along with it. Woodrow Wilson opposed to it. He said, but since we cannot give you your statement of racial equality as a sop, we're going to let you have the concessions on the Chinese mainland. Big, big mistake. Mm-hmm. All right, so that is announced. The date's are important. The date of May 3rd, it was announced that the Japanese are going to be allowed to keep the German concessions on mainland China. On May 4th, protests all across China and the May 4th movement, which later becomes the communist movement, begins. One Chinese nationalist put it this way. He said, "We believed in Woodrow Wilson and the Western democracies, and then we decided that they were all great liars." So it rejected communism, rejected Woodrow Wilson, and coming out of Russia at that time was a new philosophy called communism. As the years went by, Mao Zedong became the leader of the communist May 4th movement. They embraced communism, and instead of joining the Western democracies, Woodrow Wilson, they rejected that philosophy of government, chose communism the long term. 1949, China became, under the control of Mao Zedong, became a communist country. But if it had not been for the May 4th movement, based on the announcement made on May 3rd, China might very well be a democracy today. India is a democracy. South Korea is a democracy. Japan is a democracy. India, China might be a democracy also. Can you imagine how different the world would be if we had democratic leaders instead of mass murdering dictators in charge of China, which is what we have now?
And you think about the trajectory that we're on, Jared, as you said, you know, mass murdering dictators. I mean, lest we forget the devastation and the human carnage that took place in the 20th century at the hands of communist dictators.
A very good point. You list the greatest, most evil men in the human history. The body count, actually, Mao Zedong. Zedong is responsible for more innocent deaths of innocent people than anyone else. Stalin is second, and Hitler is only third. So the communist movement has cost the lives of billions and billions of people, and it could have been avoided except for that that one tiny mistake.
Amazing. Now, this book, as you were as you putting this together, Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, give us a little bit of genesis of it, because we got about a minute and a half left. How did this idea come about to write this book?
Yes, the coming down from Benjamin Franklin is the old adage that for one of the nail, the shoe was lost. For one of the shoe, the rider was lost. For one of the rider, the battle was lost. For one of the battle, the empire was lost. The empire was lost all for the want of a nail. And that's a nice old saying, but I was wondering how often did that really happen, that a single tiny mistake causes an entire empire to collapse, causes an entire disaster. The reader will be amazed how it happened. I was amazed as I did more and more research, how often a little tiny mistake dominoes and multiplies into this huge, huge disaster in the end. It's example after example after example, which is the fun of the book. You can go to Tiny Blunders, BigDisasters.com, Tiny Blunders, BigDisasters.com. We have a website there. We have 2.5 free pages. We have a book trailer there. And we have my favorite part of the book is the portrait gallery. We have 27 personalities with a little bit of dirt on each one.
Just a little bit, just to, you know,
a little bit.
Yeah, because we kind of like dirt sometimes, you know, it's all good.
Yes.
Jared Knott, we will link your book to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. I cannot thank you enough, again, initially for your service in Vietnam in the 1st Air Cavalry Division. Now the author of Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, excellent, excellent read. And boy, I'll tell you, open your eyes and realize it's almost like broken windows all over again. You got to pay attention to the little things, don't you?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
No doubt about it. Jared Knott, Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you very much. We'll make sure you
want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil.